Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Game, and here's Dale Arnold, our buddy, driving home. He and Numi doing 4 hours today, talking some hockey, talking some hoops. And what happens? He leaves. 10 minutes later, they fire for Torek. Screws up.
I heard when Harry was on with you February 27th, and I heard you replay the quote from him a few minutes ago. Glenn, he was telling you the truth then. I honestly, truly believe, and based on the people I've talked to in the last half hour, last night did it.
This is something that has not necessarily been on the back burner, but really was a result of how they played last night.
Yeah, I will tell you that at the end of February, when you talked to Harry, because I was on the air saying the same thing, because people in the organization told me they were not going to fire Robbie Fatorik before the end of the season. Now, it was my feeling at the end of the season they were going to make a coaching change. Because he had an option year coming up for next year, and they weren't in any rush to pick it up.
Now, let me ask you what type of position this puts Michael Connell in, and you've obviously heard us debating this one.
Yeah.
With 9 games left to play, and has there ever been, by the way, an NHL coach before that's been fired with 9 or 8 games in 2 different teams?
Robbie
Fatorik
must just feel like this is just his fault.
Really? It's unbelievable.
Get nervous as you get down.
I hate to do this because he is my father, Luke. But I think he has put his neck on the block on this one, Mike O'Connell. I mean, this is his team. Other than Don Sweeney, I think he's probably responsible for every other guy on the team being here. And this is his team.
Dale, what about the headlines we saw this past weekend, though? You know, O'Connell has Fatorik has weathered the storm. All these nice goody-goody things by Mike O'Connell. I'm sorry. I think this puts Mike, and I agree with you about his neck is on the line. There's no question about it. But, I mean, a little bit disingenuous, I think.
No, Pete, I think he reserved the right to change his mind.
Well, you know, I think it's a major cop-out that they're doing it with 9 games left. The war is about to start. They're 3,000 miles away on the West Coast. And to me, it is typical of this organization how they pull this off today. And I think Levin is right on when O'Connell, with his neck being on the line, I agree. And I'm not saying he can't get this team into the playoffs. But you got to have it in the back of it. You can't say it's not in the back of your mind, Dale, that O'Connell, has given himself an out here. That if they don't make the playoffs, you know, he's going to be able to say, well, they only had 9 games to do it. I'm sorry.
I disagree with you and Levin.
I really don't know how you can.
Okay, we'll do this then, Dale. If he was going to make a move, it could have been made 20 games ago. And I'm thinking he's making this move because he's saving his own job.
Dale, it's too much
he's
of a coincidence.
He's saving his own job.
It's too much of a coincidence that we were on the brink of war, that this team is on the West Coast, far away. They know they can't have Prescott. I suppose they could have it at Legends.
Dale,
you're kidding me. I'm sorry. I'm not going
to
sugarcoat this thing. Dale, sugarcoat it all you want. They can't have press conference down at the Fleet Center. They got 8 teams coming in from all over the country. They're on the West Coast. They're on the brink of war. They're far away. This is exactly what the Bruins do. This is how they do things.
Okay,
come
I
on.
Sugarcoated, Pete. You are an idiot.
Really? And you're a suck up. You will not admit it. You don't think that this is a factor at all, that they're 3,000 miles away?
No, I honestly don't think Mike O'Connell thought, hey, you know what? They won't be looking at us.
You know what, Dale?
Where were they? The last coach that they fired, where were they? Were they on the West Coast too?
Dale, then you are naive. I'm sorry.
I told management that Dale and Meat show would work. I told them that.
You are naive. I can't believe you've been around this organization this long and you don't think that is a possibility. You're crazy.
So you're telling me, Pete, that if they had beaten Phoenix 4-1 last night, they were firing Fatorik either way because they were on the West Coast and were on the brink of war?
I don't know. They might have waited another game.
They would have waited another game.
Hey, Dale, this is a chicken bleep move and you know it. This is typical Bruin stuff. This is what they do. You can sugarcoat all you want. This is crap. This is an embarrassment for the organization, what they did today. Sugarcoat it all you want. It's BS, and you know it. Deep down, you know it.
Get a clue.
No, you get a clue, Dale. You're full of it.
Phoenix last night,
you sugarcoat it all you
coach.
Want. They sucked against. They should have done this 20 games ago, like Levin said. 20 games ago. Now this gives O'Connell an out, because if they don't make the playoffs, he saves his ass.
We got one of those simulators here. What are those?
If they don't make the playoffs, must he save
he
this
will,
job?
He will come out and say, I only had 9 games. I couldn't really do much, so you might as well keep me. And that's probably what will happen. You know Jacobs. You think Jacobs?
Okay,
so if they go four and one, you think Jacobs is going to fire O'Connell?
If they don't make the playoffs, yes.
I think there's going to be a hue and cry out there by people to fire O'Connell.
But I mean, this organization has lied now for the past 3. They've lied to the coach. They've said he's weathered the storm. It's a bunch of lies.
Well, that's the media people that said he's weathered the storm.
No, O'Connell came out. Oh, yes, he did.
No, they didn't.
O'Connell didn't come out and say that.
Read the articles, Pete. O'Connell isn't quoted.
Wait a second. Okay, it's been quoted. And I've seen it that he said he's weathered the storm and they're going to stick with him. Harry Sinden said it right here. What is that? That's not a lie? So Harry Sinden said he didn't
bomb?
Dale, did Harry Sinden lie when he said that O'Connell was...
No, I think he was telling you the truth.
You do. You believe that?
Yes.
Well, you know what, Dale? I think you're very naive in a lot of these situations. I'm sorry. No disrespect. But this is not uncommon for this franchise. This is not uncommon for this franchise.
Hey, Dale,
how can you not see that?
Dale, how are you enjoying St. Joseph's Day?
How have you been around this team this many years and something like this happens, you immediately dismiss any theory that doesn't fit yours?
The fact of the matter is, Pete, I have been around the team all year.
That's what I'm saying. You've been around the team many years. That's what I'm asking you. And you're saying that you don't think that this is a possibility?
What, that they were going to fire him 2 months ago?
That they should have fired him 2 months ago, that they waited until this day, that they were fired. You don't think that place comes into play?
Because they were waiting for the brink of war with Iraq?
Do you think Mike O'Connell, with 9 games to play, you don't think it kind of covers his ass a little bit as opposed to 20 games ago?
Not a bit.
Oh, you're crazy.
Because if he's wrong, he's going to take the ball.
You know what, Dale, that's crazy. This at some degree, covers Mike O'Connell's ass big time.
I thought it was crazy when he said it.
When he said what?
Oh, he tells me I'm crazy. He tells me
it's crazy. The same thing I said.
I said McConnell is covering his ass with 9 games to play, because if they go .500, I don't think he's going to get fired by Jeremy Jacobs.
I think it depends on how they finish and how far they go.
Bottom line, I think this is a gutless move. They were going to do this. They should have done it 20
games
ago.
If they don't make the playoffs, and
they're
going
to make the playoffs. Anyway.
I think so, too. They got a
8-point
cushion right now. Let's say they finish in the 8th or 7th seed, Pete. You don't think there's going to be tremendous pressure on Mike O'Connell and all of this?
Depends on how many wins they got down the stretch. I mean, if they go 4-4...
Well, that's what I just said, and I got called an idiot.
No, I didn't call you an idiot.
I think that's exactly it, Pete.
No.
How they finish will determine what they do here.
I just said, if they go 4-4-1 and miss the playoffs by a point or two, I don't think O'Connell gets fired by Jeremy Jacobs. I think he stays on. If they go 0-9, that might be a different story. But 4-4-1, I don't think he's going anywhere.
Well, I don't think he will either. I don't think he'll be fired if he goes 4-4-1 unless 4-4-1 doesn't get him in the playoffs. Yeah. But with an 8-point lead, 4-4-1 gets him in the playoffs.
I think, Dale, I think Pete's mad because they didn't call him first at the house and say, you know, they were going to.
Thing. Pete's a little touchy about this.
No, I'm not. I'm just trying to be realistic about the whole thing. I'm not going to sit here and give this organization praises for how they've handled this entire thing. I think
it sucks.
That's
my job because I'm on the take.
Did I say that?
Well, not those words, but yeah.
What? But what? Don't accuse me. Just because. Look, I think in these situations, Dale, you don't think these theories are possible about them playing on the West Coast? You amaze me. You amaze me,
Pete. If they had won last night 4-1, would they have fired him because they're on the West Coast?
No, they would have waited until they lost to San Jose and fired him on Friday night.
If they would have won and scored those 4 goals in the 3rd period, would they have fired him?
No.
They would have waited until the troops reached Basra.
Not until 17 more Iraqis came on.
So I would have to ask Mike, were they just waiting for one more loss wherever it was going to be? Obviously, they were going to fire him.
The first and second period last night was straw that broke the camel's back. For a team that is desperately in need of points to finish in 6th place, they came out again flat as a pancake. And Mike O'Connell can't have it happen anymore. He didn't go on the
right
coast
you're
saying,
right.
Well, great, I can fire him now. I'm 3,000 miles from home.
Well, I think if you don't think that's part of the theory, that they weren't waiting for that, you know what, Dale? It's not impossible. Don't act like that's so far-fetched, because it's not. It's not.
Pete,
laugh all you want. It's happened before. They do stuff like this all the time. They trade players far away. They do things like this all the time. I'm sorry.
I am not convinced that this is not a coincidence.
If they had waited until Friday night, if they had lost then or came in a tie with San Jose, it would have got fired then too. And if this is all about them waiting for them to lose one more game, Dale, it's just as big a travesty as it is today.
Hey, Dale.
Yeah.
If you know, if it wasn't Noomy, it could have been you and Pete.
That was my second choice.
Sure. Dale, you know, I know I love you. I respect you as any hockey guy I've ever met in my life.
This is the suck-up that might be.
I'm just saying, sometimes in certain situations, you know, I mean, I just totally disagree with you, and this is just going to have to be one of them. Right. I'm sorry.
This could be an Emmy-winning show here.
This wasn't like you and Eck, but it came close.
That was great. Hey, you guys were fantastic.
All right, Dale.
Hey, Rico, come over here and say that.
never. No way, Dale.
See you guys.
All right, Dale. Dale Arnold out there in the phone of the highways. All right, we'll open up the phone lines, I promise. We've got to take a break. Pete's got a flash to do. I don't know if he's ice him down so he can get the flash out?
Laryngitis?
Boy, you're going right at Dale Arnold there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.